Welcome to episode 308 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes in the industry, but one thing has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. We invite you to come along with us. We love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website or Facebook. Music inspires us to move. It can lift our spirits when we're down, help us share joy, foster sadness, or longing, and invoke long-forgotten memories. Most of us have our own soundtracks or playlists for different times or events in our lives, and tonight we thought it would be fun to blow the dust off our record collections, pull the box of 8 tracks out from underneath the bed for George, and share a few of the songs that may have inspired us to travel, or a few of the things that we like to listen to while we're traveling if it's not music. What inspires us to move? And let's get started. So am I the only one who has a travel? I'm totally going to out myself on Spotify. I have like 3 travel-themed playlists. Do you not do that?
I don't really do that anymore. I mean, I used to make a mixtape, or I would have CDs in my car, but I haven't done it in a long time. I don't know. I've been kind of on I have satellite radio, and I have a station I listen to that's like a talk radio, and that's kind of what I listen to all the time right now. So,
but what about you, George? What do you listen to?
So on my first ever cruise, I created a whole Caribbean playlist with anything sandy and surfy, and it was full of Beach Boys and stuff like that.
Beach Boys, Kokomo.
Yeah, it was kind of cool to listen to ahead of time. But that was kind of the end of it. After that, it just got to be travel was a little more routine. It wasn't so new, and I just listened to whatever happens to be on my playlist. Nothing special.
We share Spotify with our kids. And so sometimes I'll just take their playlists,
see what they're listening to. I've not been disappointed
by anything they, you know, they're pretty good. Sometimes Ellie gets a little heavy on the One Direction.
So would that fall under, like, would you be embarrassed if your seatmate on the plane knew you were listening to your daughter's playlist of One Direction?
Yes. Yeah, don't do the Selena Gomez. Sorry.
I listen to a lot of musicals when I'm flying. Wow. And then I have those a bunch good. Of I like mellow music or like Ed Sheeran or things like that when I'm flying. Nothing that makes me want to move or sing, because then I'll want to sing and then I'll be in trouble with everybody on the plane. And
yeah, I have noise canceling headphones, so they're always on with something. So if I'm reading while I'm listening, it's usually Michael Bublé, Frank Sinatra, something kind of quiet. Yeah. Just to drown out any of the little kids screaming in the back of the plane.
Exactly. And
if I'm not reading, yeah, it's something probably heavy metal, rock.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Heavy metal. Like, I remember one time I was on the plane and this guy beside me had Metallica blaring. I could hear every word. Is that like heavy? That
kind of
heavy?
I was never a big Metallica fan, but I listened to a lot of Evanescence and Nickelback and old school 80s Motley Crue, Rush, Van Halen. So, okay. Yeah.
Big hair.
The bigger the better.
Some Kiss.
I like compartmentalize that. Like, I think Evanescence, that's like workout music, or like hip hop music is workout music. I definitely cannot play my running soundtracks or walking soundtracks on the plane, because it makes me I don't know if it, like, makes me jittery. Yeah, it makes me want to move, and I'm already fidgety enough, so I gotta kind of have like I gotta mellow out. But in the car, now that's where all the 70s and the hair bands come out, because I like to sing along to Journey and all the official road trip, you know, John Denver. We're bringing out all the old songs. And but that's where that comes out for me. Is like, there are certain songs that I'll hear that make me want to be in the car driving.
There was last year I drove to Disney with my twins, who were 16 at the time, and they each brought a friend. So me and four teenagers. And on the way down, they pulled out a playlist of all the Disney songs that they had like grown up with and that I had grown up with too. It was awesome because they were all singing like Little Mermaid and it was really fun. That was really cool, actually.
All right. And that will agree because I do have a huge Disney playlist.
See, I knew they were there somewhere. I knew you guys were just holding out on me.
And I'm pretty sure like the whole year of 2016, I listened to Hamilton in the car constantly. And every time I fall, I could not listen to it without crying.
That's the danger with musicals, because I've caught myself just openly weeping on a plane over songs that have moved me. And the people next to me probably think this woman is mentally unstable.
Something's really wrong with her.
Lady, you're flying to the Caribbean. What are you, what are you crying about? But yeah, and on the long haul flights, especially like some of those when Donna and I went to Bali, those really long flights, I have to have a bunch because I'll get bored. I listen to so many different genres, I'll get bored. And so I'll download podcasts and stuff, and it's usually Disney podcasts or my favorite murder podcasts, or Josh calls them Who Killed Your Mother podcasts.
Those are really popular right now. That's a huge genre in podcasting.
Yeah. They're great because, it's not great that people got killed. I'm not saying that at all. But they're great because it's kind of a distraction from whatever's going on in your life. It makes the time fly by really quickly. And it helps you with a little stranger danger awareness right before you travel.
I listened to Serial on the way home from Pittsburgh one time. And it did get me really far, through my trip. That was really cool.
I've listened to, there was one that was done, our True Crime BS. I don't want to say the word on our family-friendly podcast, but True Crime BS, and it's about the serial killer Israel Keyes, who a lot of people don't even know about. He just was caught in the early 2000s, like 2010, 13, something like that. But he was active all over the U.S., and it really, that creeped me out. Because I'm flying from Washington, I think, to probably Florida or New York at that time. So I'm like flying over all these states for this, but yeah, do you listen to books? You guys listen to books at all?
Yes.
Yeah. Not too often. I used to in the past, but I don't know. There was something about books. It all has to do with who's reading the book. If I liked the voice, I was okay. And if I didn't, it just was like nails on a chalkboard and I couldn't finish it.
For me, I couldn't listen to books on road trips with my kids in the car till they got older and listen, last one I did was Bob Woodward's first book about Trump called Fear. And there's a lot of cussing and stuff. The kids were like, who are these people and why are they, what are they talking about? Because they weren't listening and absorbing it. They would just hear whenever they would start cussing, And I'm like, you should be paying attention to this.
So don't be listening to Joe Rogan with the kids in the car.
No, right? Now that's something like if I could get an unlimited comedy station access, remember when they used to plug into the plane?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's not something we do anymore, but some of the airlines used to have that comedy station. That was awesome for me because they would play different comedy comedians. I would listen to that for the entire
Sirius
flight
has
if I
that,
could.
And XM.
Sirius does?
Still has, yeah, they usually have a couple of different ones. Yeah.
They have the clean family okay one.
Oh, I love
And then the really funny one.
I love the clean, I forget what it's called, but the clean cut podcast. There's a whole channel of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I like falling asleep to that, but then there's an ad every 5 seconds and it's kind of, I just want to pay. Just tell me how much to pay and give me unlimited access for the entire year and just let's call it a day. Let me have it.
I know. Well, on XM, there are some channels that you still have to listen to ads, even though you're paying a subscription. So
yeah.
And listen to a lot of ads, going back to the music thing, though, I guess my first year that I did Bonnaroo, which is that music festival in Tennessee where you camp out for 4 days, was 2007 was the first time I went, and this was kind of back before, I don't know if Pandora was, it might have been kind of new, but it wasn't really like it is now. They would release like a song from each artist, you know, there's like 80 artists that do Bonnaroo. And so we made like a CD for our road trip there. That was kind of cool. So I did, you know, trying to figure out if I was going to actually want to see some of these bands that I'd never heard of. You know?
I remember sitting there with the radio and, you know, the tape player radio boombox and waiting for the song to come on the radio that I wanted. And then like trying to hit, record.
Like, as soon as the DJ talking.
And you're like, oh, or they cut off the last part of the song. And you're like, no. It's so weird because I used to listen to when I worked in a factory, I listened to books on tape and CD all the time, constantly, because it was the only way to stay sane. So for 10 hours a day, 50 hours a week, I would listen to books, and when it was inconvenient and you had to carry them around in like cases or books, and you have the little accoutrement. Now we have, you know, all the music you could ever want is on your phone, and I think I could get Audible, and now it's more convenient than ever, and I don't do it. I should really go back to that.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that again. There's a few books I'd like to read that I haven't got around to that are a little drier of a subject that might be better on audio than sitting and trying to read them.
There's one of my favorite, well, two of my favorite books. One is Stephen King's Bag of Bones. It's so well done in audio. And like there's a part where one of the characters is singing, and they actually have the recording of the woman singing, and it's phenomenally well done. I would listen to that book again just because the experience was so good. But I'm with you, George, on like if their voices, if you can't handle listening to their voice for 50 hours, you're going to be miserable.
Do you guys remember there was a book called Room, and it was about, they made it into a movie, the woman who was like kidnapped and the guy like had her for years, and she ended up having a baby. And the first half of the book was told in the kid's perspective. So the person who reading it went talk like this, and they said, like they talk like they were a little kid. That one was the worst one to do on audio.
That's
an example of one that,
So I had downloaded, George R. R. Martin's, we love the Song of Fire and Ice series, and I've read it so many times, actually read it, that I thought, oh, it'd be fun to download an audio. And so we got the first book on audio, and I can't handle when people pronounce the name that's been living in my head as a different pronunciation for a decade now. Over a decade.
Is this like Game of Thrones?
This was a big problem for me, and it didn't bother me so much in the TV show, but for some reason with the audio book, bugged me. I can't remember. There were several of them. Yeah. Several things that were pronounced that were just a little off from what I had been picturing them, and I know because, I'm not the one who wrote it, so it's probably the correct way that he wants it pronounced in the audio recording. But when you are reading, you are imagining and creating this world all your own, and it kind of, you have like this kind of ownership of it in some small minuscule sense. It drove me nuts.
When I would read the Harry Potter books, I had no idea how to say Hermione's name until the movies came out.
That's interesting. Hermione? Yeah, I didn't read it.
Yeah. Hermaine, how do you say this?
Hermaine, I had no idea.
I know, Sandy, you like to listen to political podcasts. Would you ever do that on a plane? Like, if you could, do you download, do anything that's going to make you angry or make you have like a...
Well, it's not so much political podcasts as the, like a talk radio show that happens every day that I listen to. I'll go ahead and spoil it for you guys. I listen to Michael Smirkanish on, POTUS. It's channel 124. It's the politics of the United States. And I like him because, he's pretty in the middle. He does both sides. So I wouldn't really be, I wouldn't mind if people heard me listening to it. I wouldn't really think anything, but I don't really know. It's not something I could download. I'd have to be streaming it, or I'd have to be listening to a lot. I guess I could download, they release the episodes after, you know, and then you can listen to them later. And I've never really noticed if I could download those or not. So,
but you know how, like, when we talked about the books and setting up your trip and reading books that were themed after the areas that you were going to visit and kind of getting in that mindset. And I mean, I use that time in the plane to really prepare. Usually I have a bunch of things going on in my head and to calm myself down with different types of music. I would just, for me, I would think that my blood pressure that would be the opposite of what I would want right before vacation is to hear about. But I guess most people would say, how can you relax listening to murder? I know.
I'm a junkie. I'm a political junkie. I don't like to miss things, you know? And there's like new bombshell news every day, you know?
Do you guys have any travel memories associated with any songs? Do you have any, like, a song that you hear that makes you think about a particular vacation or a road trip?
I bet you my kids would.
I do, but it's not a song that you would ever hear very often. Remember the song Afternoon Delight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that came out when I was a kid, and that summer we drove to, I think it was Nashville, on a family vacation. Mm-hmm. So when I do hear that song, I think about the vacation we took. So in that case, yes, but I don't listen to the radio, so the odds of me hearing the song are pretty slim.
My cousins, I had, like, for a while there, every year I had a cousin getting married close to the 4th of July. We'd go to Pittsburgh every year. You know, I mean, it was for about 10 years in a row we did this. And a couple times their, like, little wedding favors were like a CD that they had made. So those were kind of our summer things, is we'd listen to what they had. But I remember one time one of my cousins, her and her husband recorded their own song at the end of it. And it was like, oh, listen, they're like, what the hell song is this?
It's a hidden track. It's a hidden track.
I know, it was a hidden track.
Do you remember those? They don't do that anymore, do they? Yeah. I mean, not that we any of us buy CDs anymore.
Nobody would have the patience to wait for the hidden track anymore.
Oh, I just remember what a pain it used to be. I mean, I still have books and books of CDs I don't know what to do with. I mean, we just cleaned and reorganized our house, and we've got a couple drawers in our DVD rack that are just all books of CDs. And I'm flipping through the CDs, and I used to know by sight what the disc looked like, who it was. And now I'm like, I don't even recognize. It's been so long. I don't even recognize any of these, but I would pick out all of my favorite or the ones that I was in the mood to listen to before the road trip or before I, you know, and then have to haul that big, even if you got the little travel binder, it was still quite large, and haul that around. Now we have like the entire world at our fingertips. And I listen to Spotify a lot, and I like to listen to other people's playlists. So I'll type in, you know, whether it's travel or road trip songs or whatever, their preset stations or moods or things like that. And I'm in the mood for sleep music or whatever. And I'll just listen to that. And then I'll save the songs from there that I really like. And that's how I find most of my music now, which has really changed from, you know, way back when we were all sitting in front of the
radio. Hear it on the radio or in music video.
The music video that did never match the song. The story they're telling in the music video is always completely different.
Oh yeah, I was like the biggest Duran Duran fan, so yeah, they were the worst for that. I was like, what does this even mean?
That's another good. Duran Duran.
Just found like a whole stack of CDs last night, actually, and you know, she's like, oh, I used to love this. And one of them was like a kid's bop and all this. And then we realized that she has no way to play it. You know, like, any of them. She doesn't have a CD player. I mean, I guess she could go out and sit in the car, but that's like the only option she has right now.
Isn't that funny? Did you ever think in our lifetime, you know, CDs would become...
We don't have any way to play DVDs right
CDs.
Now.
CDs.
Yeah. CDs.
I was just cleaning out the garage not too long ago and threw probably 200 cassettes away because I have no way to play them anymore.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do with them? Yeah.
Nobody wants them. You can't even donate them to Goodwill. No. Because they're like, yeah, we're not knowing to take it out.
The little leather-covered box you had in the back of the car with the clip-on clip lid and you flip it up and you could hold maybe 20 cassettes in the back. Yeah.
The one that you got from like Columbia House. You yeah. get all this for like a penny.
Those are the ones.
Yeah. We all did
paid
that.
Like paid like $100 more than you should have for all that stuff by the time all the fees and everything.
Yep.
We did when we were buying our house, we looked at a house not too far from us that was wired with speakers in the wall, and in the closet it had a built-in 8-track player.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. And a built-in record player, like, right, there was a record player and an 8-track player, like, right, that was the state-of-the-art in the 60s
and 70s. My parents still have that in a closet in their house, and the speakers go into the family room, and they also go outside to the back porch. So
we're like, yeah, this wiring's at least 50 years old.
Totally.
That was the last time this house was updated.
That's cool though. I mean, you know, I guess it's kind of fun to make the playlist. And part of our problem now though is we all like my family, we all like different things. So we have to suffer through each other's stuff.
You can do what they do at the white party on the cruise ship, Sandy. Remember we could tell, I said we could tell how old we are by how many songs it took before we heard one that we knew.
Right.
Recognized by like one song for every 10 years you've been alive. So you need 4 songs to go by if you're 40. But they only play like a clip of it. Like they don't even have the attention span anymore to listen to the whole song. We're just listening to like 60 seconds of it and then we're on to the next song. So you can do that.
When you go on Spotify, can you actually find other people's playlists?
Yeah, if they make it public. Yeah, okay. That's what's so cool about, I mean, I found a lot of running playlists that way. Not that I'm running anymore, but I find that's how I find all of my songs for the Disney races.
I think I've only really been listening to the Ava Brothers lately. I kind of got on a Lizzo kick last year, but yeah, I find like one artist and I just binge. And then,
yeah, me too. Well, and then I kind of have been regressing. Like we brought up the Matchbox 20 and had it on replay the whole time we were cleaning and organizing our house. Like that's all we listened to. It was 90s.
Is that a channel?
No, Matchbox 20? You don't know?
No. No idea. That's
my kids
a band?
Used to know like every word because I bought. They had like a greatest hit CD come out one time. Yeah, they're awesome.
That was one of the last concerts I paid like real money for a ticket. Was
in the 90s. I was still disgruntled that grunge killed off hair metal, so I didn't listen to that stuff.
Sugar Ray and Match. Well, I graduated in 96, so grunge was kind of like our.
Yeah, especially up where you were.
Well, I wasn't even Seattle then. I was in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, here I think if anyone from Washington State ever listens to this, I really only know like 2 Nirvana songs. I'm gonna get kicked out of the state.
Oh my god!
I probably know more and just don't realize it. But I really only
there weren't a whole lot though, because I mean, you know, I think they only had 2 albums, maybe. I don't remember.
Now I know
when their first album came out, though. I mean, that was like.
Every Social amazing. Distortion and every Sublime song. I could have been from California. I don't know. I always think it's so funny because it sounds so cheesy to say, it's such a cliche, but it's so true. It holds different memories for you.
Yeah.
So this, you know, whether it's just a snapshot of where you were in your life, like 20 years from now, when you think back about when you hear a Lizzo song, you're going to remember this time of your life,
mm-hmm.
you know, and whenever I hear Ed Sheeran, I think about my flight to Tahiti where I just played it on replay over and over and over again.
I remember there was a band called the Patellis that was out whenever the kids were really small. And I used to play the CD all the time in the car. And I remember one time we came home and the song was on that we all loved. And so I just blasted it, and we all got out and stood in front of the car and the headlights and just danced to that song. And the kids were like, I don't know, maybe 5 and 3 or, you know, whatever. They were pretty young. But Owen remembered that. And whenever he found that song again, he like looked up that band on Spotify, and that was like his heavy rotation all summer. That band. Yeah. You know? So he must have been older than 3. But not much older. He was pretty young when that happened. But.
Man, they were. I saw you posted not too long ago. You posted some retro picture. They were so cute. They're still cute, but they were so stinking cute when they're
flew by. Yeah. Don't get me. Oh God, what are you trying to make me cry?
Stop it. Aww. Well, that is our show for this week, now that Sandy's crying. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page at outlandertravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy and George and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.